neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Tonight is a very special night. It's Hilulah Moshe Ben Alav Shalom. Tomorrow is Sheva Ba'adar. Moshe Ben Alav Shalom when he was born at the age of 6 months, it says that his mother Yocheved Alah Shalom was not able to keep him anymore after 3 months. Why after 3 months she felt that she has to take him out of the house? What happened after 3 months? I'm sorry?
It was bigger
than normal, baby. Understand, but why she couldn't keep him anymore?
Couldn't hide it anymore.
Why?
Because he was too big.
That's even better. If she is too big, so that means they never knew that he was just born. What's the problem? So they were keeping track.
Yeah.
So they were aware that Amram, alav shalom, separated from his wife. And then when he came back, they noticed that when Yocheved going shopping, she's pregnant. So they kept track. So they knew exactly after 9 months, then they have to go and take the baby out. So that's why we are informed that Yocheved Alah Shalom was not able lehasepino. V'lo yachela ot hasepino. What does hasepino means? You remember safun? What does safun means? John? Right. To hide. So there is a discussion that safun, is it ruchni or physical? When we go through the process of the Haggadah, it says safun barich. So it's physical. Right. Safun, it's only used for matters of ruchni. It's not physical at all. Say? Shomal. Right. You understand what happened?
It's only used in spiritual.
So now, right, exactly. So now here when Yocheved says, because we have a term, it's called Hatmana, Tamun. When Moshe Ben Alav Shalom got rid of the Misri, he says, Vayitmenehu Bachol. He hid him under the dirt. So that's physical. But safon is for something that is no relation to physical. So what do we learn from here? When he says Loyachela, she was not able to hide him anymore, does it mean physically or ruchni? Which one? Say? Right, exactly. The ruchni, that she was not able to keep him ruchni anymore. So what does it mean? You just explained, safon is not physical, it's ruchni. So when Yocheved says that I cannot keep him anymore, she was not worried about danger or they will come and find him. Mm-hmm. No. So that's what the term exactly is used here. You understand what happened? Oh, you want me to repeat? You're stuck in the physical? No, you have to get out of the physical. Ruchni. So she was not able to keep him because there was a problem with
his knee. What does she mean?
She couldn't handle it on the level.
We don't know. We have to find out. You have any suggestion?
Where else better than over there?
Exactly. Chazal Baruch. That's the best place. So what does it mean?
The answer is that Yochevet realized that Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom, at age of 9 months,
he has to go out to bring Geula for his nation. So she said that we cannot miss out 1 second anymore because he's ready to go out at age of 9 months to be able to bring Geula for Am Yisrael. That's why he says, Lo Yachela, he cannot keep him anymore. As we see, when he was placed in the basket, then Bathya, when grabs the basket and opens it, says, Vatir'ehu. What is Vatir'ehu? It's a very, very complex grammar that is used. What is Vatir'ehu? So HaKadosh says that Bathya sa Shechina mit Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom. When she opened the basket, saw the Shekhinah with Moshe Rabbeinu. Now the question is, you're talking about an Egyptian girl, daughter of Paro. How could she be able to see Shekhinah with Moshe Rabbeinu?
More so, you should see.
More so, you should see. Amen. But at the age of 9 months, we see that Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom was ready to go out and the process of the Yeshua will take place. As we see, Bathya,
exactly, that's how he started it. That means 1 second could not wait anymore. But the point of matter here is
one lesson that we learned, that when the Geula is going to come, nothing can stop it. As we see here, that when the Geula, the process will start, will be ignited by our Masim Tovim, by our Hasadim, by our Mitzvot, by the relation between Adam and Chavero, then we see how the Geula, even 1 second, is not going to delay. But the very, very surprising matter here, we see the Bathya, the Jewish girl, the Egyptian girl, the daughter of Pharaoh, oh, how was she able to see the Shekhinah at that moment? Zevatir'ehu, Zevatir'ehu.
She
did Teshuvah. That's why she saw the Shekhinah? Understand, but any credit that we gain has to have a cause. That means
she gave up everything negative.
Understand, but she gained such a privilege. Actually, as we see, all the names of Shalom, Shalom has 10 names. He has 10 names. The only name that he is called by is the name that she picked for him. We call him Shalom Shalom because Bathya named him such a name. Even Hashem called him by the name that Bathya picked for him. But it's a very, very surprising matter that how was she able to see the Shekhinah? Teshuvah, I understand. But one day, it's not a day. She just came, she decided that to turn to a right path and right away see the Shekhinah.
Because that is the highest point of the Madrigal at that point. When you do it.
Understand? But
it's such a
jump. All of a sudden, you see the Shekhinah. How can you see the Shekhinah? Wouldn't you want to see the Shekhinah?
Of course.
Wouldn't you want to see Shekhinah?
Every
day we see it. You have to see what the remedy is that you'll be able to see the Shekhinah.
Koilani shomote, halel kohalelu ko, koilani shomone shomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.